Hello.
Good evening, Laura.
Yeah.
We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions, ma'am. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers will be entirely confidential.
Okay, wait a minute. The questions are about my what?
It's about your attitudes and opinions, ma'am.
Oh, my attitudes and opinions. Okay.
Yes. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? White, black, or African American? American Indian,
white.
Or Alaska Native? White. Thank you.
White. Mm-hmm.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or doctorate?
Some college but no degree.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you registered to vote in Ohio? Or like many people, are you not registered? Excuse me. Are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you.
In Ohio.
As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
I will
defeated?
Most certainly. I will most certainly vote. I always vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, someone satisfied, someone dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which Columbus is headed?
I guess somewhat satisfied. I don't really know.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so below, I'm going to say a list of issues. So I'm going to go ahead and read you all of them, and just please select three that are most important to you, okay?
Okay, three of the ones that you're going to list, right?
No, I'm going to list issues, okay?
Right.
So please select three that are most important to you.
Okay.
Okay, so healthcare, racial inequity, criminal justice reform, housing, legalizing marijuana, city budget and spending, property taxes, access to abortion, crime violence, education, jobs, economy, transportation, or other. Out of all this, what is the most important to you out of the three?
All right, I'm going to see if I can remember. Okay, there is three. Abortion, marijuana, and the first one was...
I can repeat it again if you like.
Okay.
No problem. So healthcare, racial inequity, criminal justice reform, housing, legalizing marijuana, city budget.
It was healthcare. Healthcare is the other one.
Okay, so we have three now. So you got healthcare, legalizing marijuana, and access to abortion.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know, or if you never heard of the people in the groups, please indicate so. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so the Columbus City Council.
I don't know.
This is 0 to 10, very cold and unfavorable, neither warm or cold, or very warm or favorable. Oh, never heard of.
Never heard of.
Okay. Shannon Harden.
Never heard of.
Thank you. Louis Gill.
Never heard of.
Zach Klein.
Never heard of.
The Columbus Police. Very cold, unfavorable.
No.
Neither warm or cold, or very warm or favorable. Or 0 through 10.
Let's say 9.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Hood.
What?
Adrian Hood. The name.
Okay. Never heard of him, obviously.
Okay. So, Farsan Jet.
Never heard of him.
Andrew Gipper.
I'm going to say 5. I don't know, but I have heard of him.
Okay. Nick Bankston.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Melissa Green.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Nancy Day Archer.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Chris Witch.
Never heard of him.
And Emmanuel Remy.
Never heard of him.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost there, okay? So you're
okay.
Really, really, your answers are really important.
Okay.
So now, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in the 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following come closest to your view? Even if it's neither, it's exactly right. Okay?
Okay.
So now, first, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council will go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
Neither.
Neither?
Yes, correct, neither.
Okay, ma'am.
Pretty much pay attention to the national news, not really the local news, I guess. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, but if you were to choose, which one would you choose, though?
I probably wouldn't choose any, I would say neither.
Okay. See here. Okay, now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Francine Jett? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Francine Jett?
Or are you able to tell me if either one of them are Republican or Democrat?
To be honest with you, I don't even know which one is either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then if I don't know, then I don't vote for them, for either one.
So Nick Bankston, Leon Bankston, or undecided?
Neither.
Okay.
If I don't know their affiliation, I don't vote for them.
Now, same thing. Okay. If the November election of the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nancy Day Archer or Louise Gill? And if you had to choose... Okay. Same thing. If the member election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? And if you had to choose... Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Interrupting you.
It's okay. It's okay now. So next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A fine means the statement makes you no more likely less to vote for the candidate, or zero means you're much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November of 2023.
Okay,
ma'am. So, Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness, provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitates $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for a re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all the residents.
You said he's a Democrat? Hold on.
Yes.
You said he's a registered Democrat?
Excuse me. Is the endorsed Democrat. Has the endorsed Democrat.
Okay. Then him.
Okay. So 0, 5, 10?
10.
All right. So now, Farsan Jet came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jet has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. 0, 5, 10.
It doesn't say his affiliation, correct?
It does not.
Okay, then I would not vote for him.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nick Bankston or Farsan Jet? If you had to choose, which one would you choose?
Neither.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read some statements that people might make about candidates running for the Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means that you're much more less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Now,
okay.
Nancy Day Archer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for undiverse neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. 0, 5, 10.
10.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Louise Gill is a Columbus resident, a Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus as a decade ago, Louise has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associates and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Louise is running for city council to give a voice to those Columbus who have been denied representation. 0, 5, or 10?
0.
Thank you. Sometimes surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If your November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Archer or Louise Gill? And if you have to choose, who will you vote? Nancy Day Archer or Louise Gill?
Were those the two names that you just told me about?
Yes, ma'am.
Or not? Okay, which one was the Democrat or the Democratic choice?
Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer.
Very good, Nancy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means the statement makes you more less or likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Now, Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Councilman member who serves as the chair of the Republic Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on city council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. Now, Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Lydon, Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her sons were shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for the police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for the city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. So now, Emmanuel Remy, 0, 5, 10.
10.
Adrian Hood, 0, 5, 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for the Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Both of them are supported by the Democrats, correct? If I heard right.
Okay, I can read it again if you like, but it says here, as the endorsed Democrat for Emmanuel Remy.
Okay, then Emmanuel.
Thank you. So, which of the following candidates are you most likely to support or agree with more? Candidate B, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Candidate A, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. Candidate B or candidate A?
Neither.
If you had to choose, man, what would you choose?
Honestly, I would not. If I don't know if they're Democrat or Republican, I do not vote for them.
No, ma'am, it's just a general question. It's more like which of the following candidates are you most likely to support or agree with? This is a general question, ma'am, and this is just, it's really confidential.
Okay, so this isn't voting for them then, right? Or would I vote for them?
It's just an opinion survey. It's just more like, it's a general question.
Okay, can you read them again? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. So which of the following candidates are you most likely to support or agree with more? Candidate B, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Candidate A, To make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. Candidate A or B?
B.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read some information about the actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market. 0, 5, or 10?
5.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record setting program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that will prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms. 0, 5, 10?
10.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the North Shore. Excuse me, Short North.
Mm-hmm.
0, 5, or 10?
8.
An 8, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment in the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for whole Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or will you vote not to oppose the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or are you still undecided? If you had to choose, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose the amendment?
I would support the right to have an abortion.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purpose of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestions, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating a Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system? If you had to choose, would you support or oppose increasing taxes for these purposes?
9.
So you strongly support, somewhat support, undecided, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, or you don't know?
I support.
Mm-hmm. Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24,000, 25,
yes.
less than 24,000?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
I guess Social Security, that's it. So.
Thank you, ma'am. So this completes our survey. Thank you much for everything, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.